In Bavaria, the clocks run differently, or so it is often said. There are also liberties taken with the calendar. The famed Oktoberfest celebration of strong beer starts on the 22nd of September and only ends in the month from which it takes its name. This year, St. Patrick's Day is the 17th of March, but the parade in Munich takes place a week earlier, with a colorful procession the length of one of the city's most splendid boulevards, from the heart of the Bohemian Schwabing neighborhood, skirting a monument which reminds many of the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, to end at Odeonsplatz, where the event turns into a party with many, many liters of Guinness being enjoyed. Over the years, the parade has taken on a cosmopolitan pan-Celtic flavor. It is the pipes and drums of Scottish bands which set the musical tone, albeit often with a repertoire which seems to repeat the same four tunes during the entire 2 kilometer march. Almost as loud are the musicians playing the traditional German umpa with gusto. Irish fiddlers try their hardest as they provide the melodies for the pretty young girls who gave their river dance best. The parade attracts good crowds, even when the mid-March weather is little better than that associated with the Emerald Isle. Many follow on the pavements, families with offspring in pushchairs, tourists puzzled by the multiculturality of the event, Scots, like myself, happy to be kilted for the occasion. There are also contingents of punks, whose adoption of absurdly long kilts worn with Doc Martens adds a further exotic note.